This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
We're going to jump in for 1 second to introduce the tape that will open today's show. It is
Stars of Tomorrow Today.
Now, the video on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, comes from a screen named Darren from Orlando.
Okay.
And he has taken the James Brown classic, I Feel Good, mm-hmm. and he put Merrill Howard Kalin in.
Very good.
And it speaks for itself. Yeah. I wanted to give the guy his props. Here you go.
Merrill Kalin.
Welcome. The show's going to be funny. The show is great. I feel good. Well, I know that I'm good. I feel good. Well, I know that I'm good. So good. It's so good. I've got to I feel good.
And it's even better with the video.
Chicken and food. I feel good. Like chicken and food. So good. So good. I've got to Wowie, kazowie, meal make good salad. Well, hi, everybody. I feel good. And well, I know that I'm good. I feel good. Listen to me, people out there. Well, I know that I'm good. So good to eat. Salad is so good. I've got to. Bum, 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 bum. I feel good. Everybody like chicken and food. I feel good. Everybody like chicken and food. It's so good. Ooh. So good. I've got to. So good. So good. This show is almost over. So good. So good. So good. Licking good chicken. Hip, hip, way to be.
Oh, yeah.
And really,
Stars of Tomorrow Today.
Wow. Yeah.
Check it out on the website because the video is incredible. For instance, when he says, I feel good.
Right.
It's taken out of context. Right. So you see the same shot of him slicing chicken when he says I. The same shot of him tossing that jello when it says feel. Outstanding job.
Merrill Howard Kalin.
Darren from Orlando.
Oh, that's great. Darren, nice job.
As always, a wonderful job by our listeners, better than anybody in this whole show came up with.
And somebody that's listening on the internet.
Hey,
I think that's a good thing.
It's the internet, Mike.
Internet.
You know, we've not really even officially started. Hello.
Done, Mike.
Yeah, not officially.
Hey, did you guys watch karaoke again last night?
Get out of here. Everybody knows that show's not on.
Come on now.
Sunday nights. No, Kelly Clarkson!
Come now, you're tricking us. You're trying to trick us.
Here's the Belcher.
Now let's talk to Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double hockey stick just because they've you know, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that... some interesting people. Well, anyway, we have been dealing.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Girls! I like rape.
All I really want is girls.
I'll just be your secret lover.
In the morning, it's girls.
You go naked in bed when I see you
go
Sunday.
Evening, it's girls.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody, Don and Mike show. And you know what I love?
What?
The fact that that clock right there has not been changed. I'm going to just blow everybody's mind right now by saying on Friday's show, at this particular time in the day on Friday, just 2 days ago when we were last here.
Right.
Hold on, I'm going to make a very salient point here. May I have that clock?
And him that
this to is why, my dismay.
Why we buy into this conjuring.
Uh-huh.
I just want to point out.
The Sonny Sam and Frank clock.
Friday.
Yes.
The world that we've just left behind that we all pretended existed until we all turned our clocks ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This clock right here says the truth. The show don't start for another 54 minutes.
What are we doing here?
We're
exactly, Buzz.
Uh-huh. We're going along like lambs to the slaughter.
I guess
exactly.
We have to.
We're like lemmings jumping off the cliff. Mm-hmm.
This beautiful clock, which is not digital, has the old-fashioned wind-up hands.
You handmade. Know That's a handmade clock.
You know what this clock is saying?
What?
Hey, Don, Mike, go up to the office. Put your feet up. You got an hour till the show. What the freak are you doing here right now, guys?
Chill out. You just got here. I just got here.
The clock is saying... Don, you're not even supposed to be here for another 5 minutes. The clock is saying, Buzz, hey, Buzz,
yeah.
You're a half hour early.
Why so early? Sure.
This doesn't make any sense.
Anyway.
Well, wait a minute, though. I thought you liked this one. I thought this was the one you were going along with.
Yeah, I thought this was the truth.
I thought you enjoyed this one.
No, I think it's the other one. Yeah.
But you said, so you found that out over the weekend, because you said Friday that you were going to like this one, that this is the one you were getting behind.
No.
You don't like forward, no. You like back?
I like the old one. It's really 207.
It's not 307?
On Friday, it was 207. On Saturday, it was 207.
True.
All of a sudden, it's 307. Everybody says it, except this good old clock right here.
Isn't that pretty clock? I love that clock.
The truth clock.
You're going to hate that clock in 4 hours, though. Because in 4 hours, this clock is going to say, stick around.
Stick around.
Stick around.
Yo.
Girls.
Girls.
So anyway, what I really want is girls.
Anyway, you heard the phone number there.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Clean up my
phone number.
877-365-3636.
I like rape.
Oh, dear.
I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? We're gonna take a shower, both of us. I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
Girls.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Yay!
Yeah! Yay. Go change your diaper, baby.
Thank
Close
you.
Close your eyes.
All right.
Yes.
That's right. It's a new format on the Don and Mike show. We go right from the Beastie Boys right into the Beatles. Yes, sir. More hits, more often.
Yay!
Oh, I see.
All hits all summer long.
Something... It's alphabetical.
By artist.
Beach Boys.
Uh-huh.
Beastie Boys.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Oh, gee.
And we end the disc with Beck.
Beck. That's an unusual person for that disc. Well, it's alphabetical.
Beatles, B-E-A-T-L-E-S.
Beatles.
Beck, B-E-C-K.
Somehow I rebelled at Beck. I thought the Beastie Boys worked fine with the Beach Boys and the Beatles.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Hi there, gentle person.
Good afternoon, gentle persons.
I was wondering if last week you saw the Elvis show where it was real Elvis footage playing with his authentic band to date.
That was, now we're talking in the area of Spiewak. Uh-huh. That was on one of the high-def channels, right?
It was on PBS.
Like a on high-def PBS, like a remastered Elvis thing?
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Very cool. If you're an Elvis fan, it's the closest thing you can get to the man walking again.
They did a great job with that old skeleton-looking drummer guy.
Yeah, Ronnie Tutt. The band looks old. His band looks very old.
So they brought the old band, but what did they do exactly? What was it?
They isolate his vocal, like from a multi-track recording. You just hear Elvis singing.
Well, how bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Then the band and the orchestra plays live. Uh-huh. Elvis sings, and he's projected on a huge
screen. Mike, it is a new way to get more money from the rotting corpse of Elvis Aaron Presley.
So are they going to do the same?
It was from his Via Satellite show from Hawaii.
Are they going to do the same thing with all iconic artists?
They've done it with Sinatra, but that's only played in New York. This Elvis thing tours.
The Elvis one goes everywhere, man.
Yeah, if only we'd have seen what they were going to do with me after I was 6 feet under, trotting out video and trying to have people keep their jobs.
Yeah, I seen it last week. I went by it. Last night I was telling the guys, what an awful night for TV last night. My girlfriend talked me into An Inconvenient Truth. Ah. She suckered me into it by saying it's in the high def channel.
Saw that was on.
So I said, all right, I'll watch it. And I don't disagree with what Al Gore was saying. I wasn't motivated enough to go trade in my SUV for a Prius. Mm. But as the movie started, I guess I'm the last of the party. I knew it was a documentary.
Sure.
I didn't realize that it was going to be just a movie of him standing in front of a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
Like I was sitting at some stupid CBS sales seminar.
Uh-huh. Don, I brought my special red pointer, my laser pointer, just for you. So you can enjoy it, even though you're a little late to the party. I'm going to show you all the things that can happen if we don't pay attention to greenhouse gases.
I agree. Just, come on, give me a little more showbiz. I mean, it was like sitting through a class, which I guess is what it was. Thank God the phone rang and someone said, turn on CBS. Robin Amber just got voted off The Amazing Race. So I was able to switch the channel and get back to reality for a moment. My reality.
Robin Amber.
Boston Robin Amba.
So glad. You know, I don't even watch that show anymore, and I'm just glad they got voted off. I just heard it. I heard it like a news story. And don't you think this was one of the bigger – this will be the only press that Amazing Race gets this year?
Well, because they're the ones that are hated. I mean, there's the midget girl that everybody liked.
Dharma?
Yes, Dharma and Greg.
Charla? Charla.
It's something like
is
that.
Is it Charla?
You know who would know?
Dwarfla.
Who?
Is the great Mysterious Spiewakio.
Wheeler.
Would he? Does he watch The Amazing Race?
I bet he would. That's a random fact he would know.
I think John watches it.
Is he okay?
Is Rob okay?
He disappeared and we've not seen him for several minutes.
Is his arm cold? Hey, Rob, you're not going to Regis on us, are you?
I think the midget, it's a midget called Myrna, isn't it?
A midget called Myrna.
That's your sister.
Who's the other one?
Myrna and Charla.
Mike was very close.
Oh, Charla, I think. Is
it Charla?
Charla and Myrna, I think, yeah.
Twyla.
Twyla?
I don't know.
Let's say that.
Mia.
Pharaoh. Mama Mia.
Suvari. Are we playing the Mia game? Yeah, we're playing the Mia game.
I had Mama Mia.
That's a Mina.
You're king of the Mias.
I'd also take Mama Mia, Papa Pia, Baby Got Some Diarrhea.
But you're king of the Mias. I can't think of it. I mean, and I screwed up with the Mia. I think that's a disqualification. When I say Mia for Amina.
Ham.
Mia Ham.
Yeah.
Yep, very good.
A little late to the party, aren't you there?
But never forget Ham, Don.
Ham.
Always remember Ham.
Ham, good.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 La, la, la. Hello.
driving along and... actually, I'm on the back roads, and never mind.
Oh, no, please finish your thought.
Don't go away.
Please finish your thought. I'd love to hear it.
You're driving along the back roads, and...
Oh, I thought we were going to get the confession. I thought that was, you know, some serial killer that was going to finally turn himself in.
Hello, today. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, good morning.
Well, I guess it's not really morning. It's 2:13 here in Wichita, Kansas. So hop on a plane, come on over, and you'll be right on time.
Yes, but on Friday in Wichita, it was 1:13, you dumbass.
But that was last week. This is this week now.
No.
Come on over.
No.
I must admit that I'm very
surprised that Don is not on board with the daylight savings time. I thought you were going to love this, and you've come in here today and shocked us all by being totally against it.
That's what I live to do. Shock.
You've shocked us all.
Shock you, Mike, by digging my heels in.
It's not digging your heels in. It's changing your positions, much like Kim Jong Il.
Flip flopping.
Highly unpredictable. Predictable in your negotiations.
Most honorable time change.
I reject daylight saving time.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I had to relocate, and I couldn't hear them for about 8 or 9 years, believe it or not. I'm back now in York, PA.
Yes. Hey, hi, it's us, incidentally. Is the them you're talking about, is that us?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, friend.
All right, well, let's continue with your story about you.
Hey, guys. Hey, don't get mad at me for this, but why don't you play the games anymore? Is there a reason, like low-budget company stuff?
Oh, it's Mr. 5 minutes ago. We play all kinds of games on the show.
Oh, because I've been listening every day now that I moved back to listening rain.
Are you a member of the Big Man's Club?
I might be.
Can you give us some vital stats?
Can I lie? No, I won't lie a little bit. 5'10", 250.
Okay. All right.
You know, in the world of Don and Mike,
that's average. You'd be a defensive back in the world of Don and Mike.
You could be an underwear model for us.
I was on your website the other day. It's so cool. But I just want to say you guys are great. But I really was out of earshot. So I know it sounds silly. So don't be mad at me.
I've got people seeing me now on the weekend on the internet and saying they saw me, just that they saw me and I'm fat in places I wasn't. So now it's nice to know that I'm getting credit for other fat people that are out and about saying, saw Mike at Dulles Mall. He's fat.
Right. Well,
would have been nice if I was at Dulles Mall.
You aren't.
Right. You can only see those places because they keep placing you in different positions.
Positions?
Yeah, I'm
crazy positions.
Yeah. Crazy kooky.
All right, we're gonna play a game right now because you love games on the show. Here's a game. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's see who can hang up first. Oh, you lost.
Oh. You've lost again.
That was a fun game. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know, if you move to Saskatchewan, they do not do a time change there.
Saskatchewan.
Well, that my options are becoming very limited because in the state of Indiana, they used to have a big part of Indiana that said "F you," we're staying with the same time, and now they've been told they can't do it. There's a small part of Arizona, I believe, a pocket of Arizona that still is mounting the resistance. Mm-hmm. And then, like she says, wherever the hell she said,
Saskatchewan.
But that would entail me moving out of the country. Mm-hmm. No can do. I'm Johnny Red, White, and Blue.
I hear you.
Right on.
Just a thought.
Bye-bye. I mean, I like SCTV, and I like Rush.
No can do.
And I like Anne Murray. I like.
And when you say Rush, you got to clarify that. We're old enough now for, you know, the youngsters that might.
Mike, I like both of them.
Good.
I like that.
Very glad to hear. Which do you like more?
Oh, the bloated pill-popping one.
As opposed to the band.
The hair band.
The band with Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee!
Geddy Lee.
I said Geddy Lee. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I'm confused. Do I have to wait another hour to start drinking, or do I get to start drinking an hour earlier?
You get to start drinking an hour earlier.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thanks, amen.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you go with all the rules. If dinner time is 6 o'clock, dinner time is 6 o'clock.
Right.
Whatever the government tells us to do. You have to be a good citizen.
You come over to my side on this thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, brand new listener here. Just wanted to ask Don if he's the same Don Geronimo I used to listen to as a kid in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
On 13Q.
Yes, I'm flattered by that. Thank you. What have you done with your life? I've become an international superstar with my best buddy, Mike. What have you done?
International.
I'm retired in my early 40s listening to you, Goose, in the afternoon, trying to find some entertainment and still trying to find some entertainment.
But are you doing anything in particular over the years? Have you, gone to school, picked up a trade, welding, anything like that?
No, just got a business degree and made the most of that. Started my own business.
There you go. See, this is the story we wanted to hear. You made it. You're
yeah.
American success story.
How did the family yeah. react when you came out of the closet?
Oh. Oh, Rob, you got him. Wow. You got him. You got him with that one, Robbie.
Wow. I think he's giving you either.
You got me. That's a zinger.
He might have given. That may be the mock laugh that he's
you
giving
see,
you.
But Rob. I'm not the one with the swishy voice. Mm-hmm. He's the Fae one.
The Fae.
So this is the same Don Mike on AM 13.
I worked there. Yes, sir. Long time ago. I like Pittsburgh very much.
I must have hit his queer bone. He's stammering.
It's a good city. It's a darn good city.
I love Pittsburgh.
I've listened to the show literally for about 2 days. I know I'm
bye-bye.
Literally.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
So, Rob, you say he's gay.
We'll see.
Okay. Huh.
If only back in the day.
When I was making love to him, he seemed to
not
enjoy
that there's
it.
Anything wrong with that.
I don't know.
Not.
Back when he was a boy. If only I could have done that.
Yeah, but he said something about being in his 40s now.
Yes, he did.
So he wasn't all that much of a boy when he was listening to you in Pittsburgh.
And retired, being such a success and all.
Oh, is that what he said? He's retired?
Yeah. So you didn't catch that?
Yeah.
He's doing better than any of us.
God, if only it was way back in the day. Would that be great? Here's my music.
Hold on a second. Back on 13Q.
What was that guy's name? Anybody got any idea what his name
Craig.
Is?
Craig.
Bruce. Hey, Don Geronimo. I want to say, Bruce, you just called the show. F you, homo. This is the way. No way.
You win.
And
no
then
way.
Just, and then let the music continue.
That would be
we wouldn't be talking like we are now. No. And you'd just, you'd have listeners all over the Pittsburgh area wondering, what the hell was that about?
You couldn't do that.
No.
You could say nonsensical stuff. It just, you couldn't, like, insult anybody. You could
right.
go. God, my belly button smells like a daisy.
Beach Boys! This is the way. Could you say to Craig, the listener, could you send out a dedication that you wish he died when he was a baby?
Sure.
I'd just like to see how that sounds.
Hey, the Burgers got a call from Craig. Wish you had died when you were a baby. This is the
he made that pretty.
He did. You know, there would be, seriously, in Top 40 radio, there would be a segment of the listening audience that would not pick up on that.
KCBQ. He's got a call from Craig. Craig should have been on the end of a... Hold on a second. KCBQ. All right, the bird got a call from Craig. Should have been on the end of a wire hanger.
That's a quick one. That really comes up and gets you.
That's
very
a real
short.
Fast one.
Can I try one?
Sure. Hold
okay.
on. Here you go. You want the same song? Here you go, Mike.
KCBQ. 13Q going out to Craig. Craig, if you're listening, I hope you get cancer. This is the way. That's fun to do. And I just tried to give that R sound, that top 40 G. Cancer.
Cancer.
Thank you, sir.
KCBQ. Got a call from Craig just a moment ago. How are those balls? This is the way. Just nonsensical. KCBQ. Had a lost ball announcement tonight. Craig called in, looking for his. This is the way.
Yeah. Oh, DJing's fun.
He rides.
DJing is fun. I think we got another one coming.
Okay, Rob. KCBQ. Rob Spivak called in. I want to say Craig's out there. Just got a sign in his front yard. This is
the way. Oh. And the guy's name's not even Craig. Isn't that a shame?
Close enough.
Yes.
Close enough. Hello, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Hey, something nobody's thought about. In 3 weeks from now, when the real time change, the old daylight savings time change, you got to turn all your clocks back so they can automatically jump forward an hour.
If your system is set up that way, you are correct, sir.
I have a question about computers.
Yep.
Because I like every idiot, watch the Saturday night 10 o'clock news, and I felt so abused. I felt so molested by the 10 o'clock news. I waited, and I was watching the New York 10 o'clock news, and they made me wait till the last possible second the whole time.
Want to say hi to Craig. Got lots of child porn on your computer.
Well, what was the question?
Well, I waited till the very end, and then they said was, just fix your clock. go into your computer and set your clock back.
Yeah. Yeah,
you and then I get on the computer, and they said, here's an update. You know, I get an email that says you can fix it.
Right.
And they say to go in and download all this software for your computer. So I downloaded it, restarted my computer. It was the same time. And my question is, I went back and I did it manually. I changed the clock. Now when it is the old daylight savings time, is it going to ignore that?
It should.
It would not.
Your computer will explode.
I downloaded the patch a couple of weeks ago.
I hate that. They come up with all the jargon to sell more stuff.
Now, here's a question. Am I going to screw up my entire system in my house, my network in my house, because I have one computer that's new enough that it wised up and made the change on its own.
Okay.
The other one in the corner. Still, set, right now it says, like, for instance, it's 224. Uh-huh. Doesn't know it's 324. That one is going to change itself in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, so I can answer your question
so
by giving
3
you...
weeks of my house going to burn down then?
No, I could do a talk-up for that one and, and give you the answer.
Here you go, Mike. KCBQ.
This one goes out to Don Geronimo. Get used to living without any electricity, Donnie. This is the way.
That would solve the problem. If we had no electricity, nobody'd have to worry about the timing, and Don's clock would be right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Remove our sundials.
See you later.
It's too complicated.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we're starving out here in Sacramento.
Starving for entertainment? Starving for...
He's talking about my cause. It's working. It's working.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but wait a minute. We got a lot of crank out here that's not ever going to work. We got a lot of crank, so it's never going to work.
I'd like to thank all the people that are sending their donations to SSN. Starve Sacramento now.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot about your new charity vehicle,
nice
Mike.
Nice to see that it's working out very well. Starve Sacramento now. Send in your donations. Mm-hmm.
And if you are a new listener to the show, like that hum from Pittsburgh, Mike is all about charity. And when Mike gets a charity, we like to run with it. And he's come up with a really beautiful one for our listeners in Sacramento. Yeah.
You know, whenever you start a charity and you start it from scratch, it's always a little nerve-wracking at the very beginning. But thanks to everybody all over the country, not just in the Northern California area, Starve Sacramento Now is getting off to a wonderful, wonderful start. We'd like to thank our gold members who are doing a very, very good job. And I'm not talking about the Austin Powers character, ladies and gentlemen. No. I'm talking about those fabulous people that are sending in their donations so that the blockade can reach all of Sacramento.
Mike, let's see if we can put some numbers behind your effort.
Okay.
The current metro population of Sacramento, California, is about 1.2 million people.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad the research.
How many people would you like to see starve in the next 30 days?
You know, obviously, Don...
Don't set the goal too high,
Well,
Mike.
Obviously, as we've discussed, and I've said this to you...
The goal would be 1.2.
I wish that we could starve all of them, you know, but you have to be...
1.2 million.
You're a dreamer.
You have to be realistic, and really, you can't solve it all. You can't do that, and as much as I'd like to starve everyone there, you have to start with, you know, tiny little areas. And, for example, our goal for 2007, and that's calendar year 2007, is to starve Stockton. If we can starve Stockton, we will have done our job. And we, right now, with the projections of, the people that are going to donate their money so that we can have the blockades, prevent the food from getting to the grocery stores, making sure the milk, the bread, all the vital foodstuffs stay on the shelves and rots, you were very, very optimistic that Stockton, by the end of 2007, will have been starved out. And then we move on to other suburbs. You know, this is not going to end immediately. It's going to be something that's a long-term commitment. That's why I'm with it all the way.
And I just want to say, he's much too modest to say, Mike O'Mara wants to wipe out Sacramento in his lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Starve them.
Won't you help?
Now, that is really, I want to make clear what my position is, because on some of the Sunday morning talk shows, This was really overblown. The fact is, I'm not looking to starve people from Sacramento to death. I'm looking to starve them out of Sacramento so that they can move to other areas and get the help that they need to be better people.
Because you care.
It's that area. You know, the fact that the people that are living in Sacramento, if they stay there, and with Starve Sacramento Now, they're not going to be able to stay there. If we can just get them out of Sacramento, we can turn it into a national park.
And I see this like a Jerry Lewis thing. If we could get some corporate sponsors on board who share Mike's vision.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Jack in the Box, Taco Bell, your staples of living out there in Modesto, California. If they would contribute by going dark.
Yeah, that's all they have to do. This is not like a normal charity where you have to have somebody come up with money. You know, your major food retailers, grocery stores, restaurants, chain restaurants, mm-hmm. all they have to do is simply send out a company-wide memo, tell their employees not to show up for work, turn off the electricity, the food goes bad on the shelves, and starve Sacramento now becomes the reality that I know that it can. It's terrific.
The goal, and I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about a goal. Like mm-hmm. Jerry talks about, the goal is for all those kids to get up and walk and have productive lives.
Right.
Our goal is to answer a call on our show from area code 916 and not immediately go into our defensive crouch.
Yes.
Because there's some ass midget on the phone.
Now, they're detailed instructions if you go to the Starve Sacramento Now website. But what I want to tell people is that this is the opportunity right now before the panic begins for you to do what you need to do, which is to leave. Mm-hmm. Leave the metro area. Get as far away as you can.
For your own good.
Go across the state line. I recommend you don't go over the line, you know, into Reno. Please don't go over to, you know, they've got their own problems. I'd like to see you fan out even a little further than that.
Save yourself.
So if you do it now, you're going to avoid the panic.
Do you have goals? My gosh, did I just hear what I just heard? You are such a visionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I just hear kind of a veiled reference to eventually a Starve Reno program?
Look, that is, that once again, that's a mischaracterization. People have heard that, and this comes from the insurgents in the Starve Sacramento Now program that want to make us think it's going to be Reno, because then they say Reno's going to help them. No, it's not going to happen. You start small, and really, for those people listening to me in Sacramento Now, start small. Unplug your refrigerator. That's all you have to do. All you have to do is unplug your refrigerator. You're going on a vacation, spring break. Everybody does it, even in Northern California. Stay there. No need to come back. You know, you can take care of your business. But, you know, really, with Starve Sacramento Now, we're hoping to, you know, take baby steps and then eventually, for the good of mankind, and this is for the good of mankind, get everybody to move out of the metro area.
Excuse me, Mike, but speaking of babies, you know, there is a bottom line to all of this. Please send us your children. Send us your children. Put them in boxes.
Yeah. Right.
Punch some air holes in it.
Sure.
Do a UPS 3-day delivery. Mm-hmm. Send Mike.
Before you put the
Send Mike and I your children under the age of 5 to Donna Mike, Save My Child, North Pole, whatever our zip code is.
Just North Pole. It'll get to us. I think what a lot of people don't realize with SSN is that what we're trying to do is get people to be aware of our ultimate goal, which is to make people leave the area. You can start with all, you know, tiny little things that you can do, that you can get a whole neighborhood watch group together, and you can collectively make all of your homes rodent friendly so that you just leave out, and you and once the infestation comes, nobody's going to want to eat the food.
And you may be saying to yourself, why 5 years old? 6 is a precocious age.
Why 5?
The scientists at the SSN
laboratories.
The SSN laboratories.
Right.
Have decided after months of research that at 5 years, a child no longer has a chance of being a functioning member of any society if that child has been reared in the Sacramento metro.
Yes, and that's why we will require all of these people eventually, no matter what city they go to, satellite readjustment areas that will teach them to be better people.
Do you remember in The Matrix? How they would have all those babies and those big squash plants.
Right, exactly.
Incubating, thank you, Buzz,
sure.
With all that pus and mucus around them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what we will do special children if they are not yet 5 years old.
And this is a message to somebody that might be hearing this for the first time. It tends to shock people. Yeah. If you're hearing this in Sacramento for the first time, my point is this. With Starve Sacramento Now, we're not being cruel. What we're doing is we're accepting the reality. And the reality, whether you like it or not, folks, you're living in an area that is not suitable for human beings because it changes your attitude and it makes you start loving things only that hurt other people. And when that happens, that's when you just have to realize it's not going to work here. And I see in the next 20 years, maybe 30 years, maybe even after I'm gone, that whole Northern California area, very fertile ground up there, very, very good. There'll be good fishing. There'll be good. We're going to try to bring the grizzly bear back into that area.
Good,
and it's going to be parkland as far as the eye can see.
And you're wondering about your kids. I'm telling you, some of the finest sweatshops. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of Nike product?
Sure.
Are you a fan of Adidas?
Mm-hmm.
How about Reebok?
Right.
Think about this. Your child if you send your child to us now in a box, will not have to be raised in Sacramento, will be sent instead to a luxurious third world country where they're going to make up to 5 cents an hour.
This is true. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike O'Mara. Arguments and logic has not worked in this situation. Nope. That's why we're starving Sacramento out. We're going to make sure that the food's not there and what's there is not edible so that they'll eventually have to leave. And with your help, you know somebody in the fast food business, for example. You know, you can start small, and eventually we're going to be successful. Once they leave, we'll burn the crops, salt the earth.
Burn all the asparagus.
Then we'll begin anew.
We'll burn all the asparagus.
All the asparagus.
Make everybody's pee smell.
Yeah. But eventually it's all going to come back, but it's going to come back naturally. None of this agricultural industry, because that would bring people in and, right. Houses will be built. And you can't have that anymore. We're trying to just, starve Sacramento.
I know this is crazy, Mike. Mm-hmm. And totally off your radar. What if once we go through with your plan and we have that beautiful spot of land,
right?
Why don't we just move New Orleans there?
It would be great. It would be great. Once we get everybody out, of course, we're going to examine what is best for the area, who needs that area. But right now, the way I'm leaning, and then this is just initially, the key is get them out, get the people out of there, Sacramento. Then we can decide what to do with it. Bringing some great people, like the people of New Orleans, into the Northern California area might have people from the Big Easy that come in, and all of a sudden they've got thoughts, and they're corrupted, just like the people that live in Sacramento now.
Isn't this part of the whole, my gosh, the whole rumor about Sacramento? It's not something like radiation. It's not something that's...
It's nothing to do with it. It is a natural phenomenon, but it's not radiation.
But you could bring outside people who have never lived in that area, and I maintain, once you went through and you sprayed everything down and you de-liced everything, you could move a community there, and they would grow up, and I would guess that only one out of five children would grow up to be like the average Sacramento caller.
Well, the way at the SSN laboratories, the scientists that I have spoken with, the researchers have indicated to me that it's not the geographic area as much as there's something to do with wind direction, sunlight, amount of temperatures over 60 degrees every day. There's something that's happened, and they're also one of the researchers came up with a very interesting study about their distance from the great cities of Los Angeles and San Francisco that creates something. And I'm not sure exactly what it is. I'm not going to shut the door on any possibility right now. But really what we're trying to do, once it's done, we raise the airport, level it completely. We just get everybody out of there. There's no plan right now, Don, for moving any other people back in, because then you start the vicious cycle again, and we end up somewhere way down long after you and I are gone, somebody having to face this problem again. And you hear the calls every day. We've got a problem that has reached epidemic proportions with the attitudes that are coming out of that part of the world. And, with SSN, if you're committed, I think we're going to do a good thing here.
God bless you, Mike O'Mara.
I
speak for all the home listeners.
It's not me.
God bless you, Mike O'Mara.
It's not me. And I'm not the one that, and I want to thank you. Don doesn't, like to toot his own horn, but I want to thank you. Six truckloads of bad milk that Don sent to one of the grocery stores there just this past weekend.
It's because I love Mike.
That's terrific.
It's because I love.
Man, they put it on the shelves, too.
That's how we start.
I call that Don's little miracle.
Just enough so they won't notice the taste has gone bad.
Yeah, and then they, the next day, it tastes good that first day. Then they pour out the cottage cheese the next day, and wow, nobody's drinking that,
It's fantastic. Stand away from it.
Please, starve Sacramento now. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate your help.
Okay, can we stop being so heavy now and talking about your many charity interests?
I'm sorry.
Christ.
I get going on it. I really do. It's very, very exciting to me. It really is.
Here I was ready to do a fun, happy Monday show, and here it was going to be a shim show. Sure, happy it's Monday, everybody.
Right. Yeah. Well, the celebrity telethon is starting to take shape too. We only have one, but we're excited.
Who is it?
Winona Ryder.
Yep.
Very, very excited about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello.
You knew where that call's coming from.
That's the sound.
You're gonna be hearing. You can tell by the delay.
You hear a lot of that sound in the future.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, when you're ready to target the greater Sacramento area, Mike, I would suggest...
Now, hold on a second. Are you calling from Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay, what did I say at first? I said, we're going to start with Stockton. What would Stockton be to you? Stockton would be the greater Sacramento area. This is exactly why. This is exactly why we have to get you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I said it as clear as day.
40 miles away.
Exactly. What is the greater area, sir? You don't know this. You don't know this because you're in that valley with fog and tomatoes, and you just don't hear what I'm saying.
Now, Mike, help me understand. Do you want to save this cat, or do you want to destroy this cat?
I love this man, and I feel for this man. But there's nothing I or anyone else can do for him while he's living there.
Amen.
Floodplain of Sacramento.
See, my thought would be
he's also spewing out what some of these rebels are saying out there that are against SSN.
Have you heard this theory that these people are like dogs that have gone bad?
Yeah,
you would just have to put this guy down.
No need to do that. Everybody, I have been reassured by the researchers and the scientists at the laboratories
at SSN,
the Starve Sacramento now laboratories.
You can't spell SSN without SS.
Don't I, Mike?
Yes, I'm here, Mike. Sir. Yes, I'm here, my sad friend.
Mike, sir, how about if I could be like an unpaid consultant for you?
I'm afraid not. You were. How long have you lived there?
I've lived here since 1975.
Oh, hey, you know what, Maddie? You're like Mike's Maddie. You're like the person that we'd bring out in the wheelchair. You're the perfect example of why Mike has started SSN.
Right. A little older, though. We're looking for somebody in their 80s.
Somebody's... I can help you with strategic targeting, though.
No. See? Just and once like... again, and please tell your... Sir, you're very excited, and you're very, very well-meaning, but you're wrong. Anything you say is wrong.
Bye.
Surgical strike.
So pathetic.
I can help you.
See them turning on each other? That's why they got to get out of there. They'll help each other once they get out of that area.
Step away from the hellmouth.
Just get them out. It's the only way I could think. You know.
I don't know. It's radical.
It is radical.
No, what I'm thinking is radical. You're going to compare me to the great dictators of our time.
Well, that would be the easy solution. And, I know you'd like
just
to do
eradicate
that
them.
You don't really mean that, though. You really don't mean that.
Here's what I'm thinking at this point. Human shields.
Don Geronimo starting his new foundation, NSN. Nuke Sacramento now.
No, I want to keep the city. It's a beautiful city.
Yes.
Lovely piece of land.
SHS. Sacramento Human Shields.
Maybe hold them up in front of us.
Maybe I'll take a splinter group over to Iraq. You know, take it. Just get those big friggin' planes and just toss them out with parachutes. You know, and tell them we're going to send you where the food is.
You know, the thing that's amazing about this talking like this, you know, as we talk about starving the people of Sacramento, you know, that's bringing them great joy. And therein lies the dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
They are loving this just about as much as anything. And the idea of using them as human shields, you know, for bullets, that makes them even feel more joy.
Let's see who's laughing when we get a corporate sponsor to cut off the supply of hamburger to Sacramento. And then when the first C-130. When the big C-130 comes and loads up the first group of human shields who come, and you know how we'll get them to go in the plane?
Ow.
It'll be like at a Kings game. We'll get some idiot with one of those big, gigantic, boiling things to shoot T-shirts into the airplane.
T-shirt cannon.
Oh, they will run to that plane.
T-shirt cannon, yes.
They will run to that plane, and then once you get them on the C-130, you can drop them anywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Put a parachute on them and just drop them out in the middle of the woods.
Do them where they're going to serve us the best.
Right.
And every T-shirt they get has a bullseye on it.
Yes. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
And they get sent right to Baghdad.
Right. It could be Baghdad and, of course, the people that we keep here in the United States. Only one place we're going to relocate most of them.
One.
Houston, Texas.
And I had a wicked thought.
Yeah.
How about another water drinking contest?
Mike spit out his
on a large scale.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the Olympics.
Wow. Yeah. Hello, Sacramento.
All right, Chris, we got to hit a break here. I've not even gotten to the weekend yet. And the Regis news.
Oh, major news for one of our favorite TV personalities.
Right. Wow. We'll pick it up with Regis when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.